Well, I was over there thinking, in order to keep our mass within the regular time frame, I'm going to read this real fast, kind of like a disclaimer. No, I'm not. Beloved, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. St. Paul wrote these words to Timothy while in prison in Rome, knowing that his life here in this world was soon coming to an end. He would be martyred for the faith under the Roman Emperor Nero. We've all heard about Nero. And so here he is looking back over his life, and in particular over the past 34 years, since that eventful day that the Lord knocked him off his horse and gave him the mission of preaching the good news to the Gentiles, which he willingly took up. Those 34 years can be summed up in these words: I am being poured out like a libation. Paul's whole life of preaching the good news was just that. It was a libation. So what does that word libation mean? It's good to know it, that Paul's life was a libation, but what does it mean? Well, for most of us here, we may think of, when we hear that word, we may think of New Year's Eve celebrations. You know, libations, they are drinks, usually alcoholic ones, like champagne or other beverages that we use to toast in the new year. But originally, the word libation meant a sacrificial offering made as part of a religious ceremony or ritual. In the pagan religions, wine was used as a libation, and it would be poured out onto the ground in front of their pagan gods while people did their part dancing around or something like that during the ritual. The Hebrew people, during the Exodus while at Mount Sinai, would offer libations to Yahweh also, but not in the form of wine. Instead, a young bull would be sacrificed and its blood poured out into bowls and sprinkled on the altar and on the people. So the people walked away looking very red because they had the blood sprinkled on them. And this continued, this ritual continued when they entered the Promised Land in the temple, where they would sacrifice sheep, pour out its blood, and offer it in thanksgiving and in expiation for their sins. Sounds kind of familiar. Now, blood, that was a very crucial element in their rituals, because for the Jews, life was in the blood. So in choosing something that would symbolize as fully as possible the offering of themselves and their sins to Yahweh, blood was it. Especially the blood of sheep and unblemished lambs. Sounds familiar again. So St. Paul here knew exactly what he was talking about when he spoke of his life as being a libation. It was a sacrificial offering poured out to God the Father through the hands of Jesus Christ. The same hands that Paul surrendered his whole life into. And as we see here in this letter to Timothy, it was a pouring out of his life that would ultimately bring him that crown of righteousness that Jesus, his Lord and Master, had waiting for him. Now, it didn't matter to him that this involved a whole lot of suffering. In Corinthians, he tells us five times he received 40 lashes. Three times he was beaten with rods, shipwrecked three times, in prison numerous times, stoned and left to die, and most painfully of all, having to face daily the concerns he had for all the faithful that he ministered to in the various churches that he visited on a regular basis. Well, what the life of St. Paul reveals to us here today is that, like him, if we are to live our lives as Christians, and Catholic ones at that, we too must daily live them as a libation to God the Father through the hands of Jesus Christ. We must offer ourselves to him, pour out our lives to him in our efforts to live and to witness to that good news that he himself offered up his life for, to give us that good news. Well, you may be thinking, does that mean that we'll be flogged, beaten, stoned, and maybe left to die? Most likely not, at least not in this country. But there's a good chance that we will be criticized, ridiculed, yelled at, called a bigot, a hater, prejudice, backward. We might be sued, arrested, maybe even imprisoned. I hope and pray none of this happens. But today we live in a world that is becoming more and more anti-God and anti-life. More and more hostile to people who confess Jesus Christ as Lord and who live every aspect of their lives according to his truth. To anyone who lives with the purpose and the passion that Paul did, and his was a very purposeful and passionate life, life will always be an act of libation. It will always be a pouring out of our lives. And that's because the nature of love and the nature of mercy is just that. It is the giving of oneself for the true good of others. There's a lot of false goods out there. But we have to know the true good in order to give this to others. Now, all of us here today, I'm pretty sure we all do that to a certain degree or another in our daily lives. When we offer up our own comfort, our own agendas, and our own whatevers that get in the way of us loving others, especially those closest to us. We do this for the good of our spouse, for our children, our parents and our siblings, and the people around us, the people we associate with on a daily basis to a certain degree or another. Now, all of the ministries that we have here, and we've got a whole bunch of them, over 100 ministries, we have them to provide for y'all opportunities to pour out your lives for each other, for the good of each other. And that is, again, to be a libation for each other. And we saw one of the ministries here, our RCIA program, and that is truly a pouring out of themselves for the people who want to come into the Catholic faith. And Deacon Greg pours out an awful lot of himself, and so does Jan, in running that program for us. Other ways that we can do this, and actually prepares us to do this better, to pour out our lives, is through prayer. Prayer is the foundation and the starting point for any giving of ourselves. Because in prayer, God gives himself to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we, in turn, give ourselves united with Christ to each other. So prayer is the good starting point for that. For a number of Sundays now, our gospel reading has been on prayer and how critically important it is for us to pray rightly. Not like the Pharisee. I like the way the gospel started off. He said he prayed this way to himself. We know where that took him. Today's gospel teaches us that it is the prayer of humility, like the tax collector. It is a recognition of our utter dependence upon God and his mercy that pleases him. Not utter dependence on ourselves, but on him. And it also satisfies our deepest desire and need to worship him and to love him as he created us to do, and in turn, to love one another as he calls us to do. That's why we come here, isn't it, on Sunday mornings to this liturgy, to give thanks to God the Father for creating us, for redeeming us, and for calling us to live our lives as an offering to Him with love and mercy, boldness and truth, and with a hope that is stronger than death, stronger than persecution. From the moment we all walk in those doors and we find our particular seat that everybody is in, got it marked out, got to find the seat. From the moment we do that, we anticipate drinking from the same waters of life, from the same life-giving streams of grace that Paul himself drank from. And that is from the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who pours out his life to us even today. So that as we receive, it could become members more deeply of his body, we can now pour out our lives as a libation for the salvation of the world.